As the Broncos get ready to battle the Colts Sunday, John Lynch still remains a question mark on his availability as he still tries to recover from a groin injury.
We'll find out during the week where he's at. You know, right now he's the same thing we talked about earlier. You know, he's sore, and we'll see how the week goes.
Well, we're going to make that decision during the week as far as who we're going to play and just see where John is at later part of the week.
How's he feeling right now?
He's feeling good. Feeling good.
You know, I'm feeling all right. I've certainly made improvement throughout the week. You know, Mike and Greg came up with a plan early in the week to give me off till Friday, and then I'm going to get it tested tomorrow. But it has improved, and looking forward till tomorrow to try to go out there and impress him.
Lynch remains optimistic, but says he must listen to the powers that be to give him the go-ahead Sunday.
You know, I'm always optimistic and feel like I've always been a fast healer when I have been nicked, and so I feel fairly good about it, but you don't know. And, you know, one thing you know is you better be right against these guys, because it's not a game where it's going to be, you know, a slugfest in the box and whatnot. You're going to be chasing people, and so, you know, we're going to make sure that it's right if I'm going to go out there on Sunday. You need the professionals, Greek and Mike, to kind of help you with those decisions, because my instinct's always going to be to play, and they're aware of that. They've already let me know early in the week that as much as I'll have some input, it will be limited. They're going to watch and see and get their feedback as to where they feel like I'm at.
Champ Bailey says the possibility of playing without Lynch will be a blow to the defense, and they will have to find a way to move on.
Tell you what, we definitely gonna miss his leadership and and what he can do on the field, but you know, there's nothing we can do about that. I mean, we gotta keep it moving. I mean, whoever we have out there, we know they're gonna do a good job for us, but you know, hopefully we can get John back sooner than later.
And the way the Broncos will try and deal with the loss is by the way of Kerome Cox, who will most likely be asked to step in because of Hamza Abdullah's hip injury. A hard task, especially going up against the Colts' powerful offense. But Cox says his coaching and teammates have prepared him for this opportunity.
Honestly, Coach Shanahan's always told us that you go into every game one play away from being a starter. It's happened several times to me, Dominique, Jeff Schultz. It's happened to several people before, so it's not too much different. I think the only thing that may be different is in a week's practice, you will get physical reps as opposed to just mental reps. I think that's the only difference Coach Shanahan makes is the emphasis. So you kind of prepare yourself all week long as if you were a starter. Getting experience is always better, but I feel that when you go into the opportunity, I think you adjust during the game. You never really realize, hey, I'm out here and I have to, you know, I'm out here and I've never been here before. I think the game experience always helps. Preseason games helps well. And I guess just being around a group of guys that I've had also helps, so it makes the transition easier. But I don't think it'll be any different as opposed to in practice.
And for Cox, no better time for the third-year pro to leave an impression on his coaches and fellow players. The Broncos will certainly need a clutch performance. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.